While US leaders fly the flag for popular uprisings thousands of miles away, it's a totally different story back home. Workers in the state of Wisconsin have been fighting to maintain their wages, benefits, and bargaining rights over the past week. Unions and their supporters have been standing up collectively against politicians who've proposed a bill to take those rights away. And while all this is going on, critics are accusing the US media of corporate censorship. Cable news channels Fox News and CNN are under fire for giving an extensive coverage to ongoing protests in other countries, while giving little attention to the protests in Wisconsin. The two channels earn an average of $500 million a year from subscriber revenues alone. Still, they're failing to provide their viewers with adequate coverage of the rallies taking place inside the US. And just a few weeks ago, when demonstrations were taking place in Egypt, US President Barack Obama openly sided with the Egyptian protesters in their democratic demands.
There must be reform, political, social, and economic reforms that meet the aspirations of the Egyptian people.
But the US president has so far failed to show any support for the rights of the thousands of Americans at home.